The Crawford Stand. Well, here it is, Christmas week. The president of Crawford Broadcasting Company, Don Crawford, continues telling the greatest story ever told of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. Last week, Mr. Crawford talked about how Caesar ordered a census to number the people. So Joseph returned to his hometown, Bethlehem, with Mary. And that is where Jesus was born.
So, Christ was born, and there began the spreading of this marvelous message.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
I find it so interesting that shepherds were chosen as the first to hear this angelic annunciation. Shepherds were watchmen, observant, especially at night, as they made certain to protect their sheep. And they knew the heavens and the stars and their movements. They were familiar with the night, and they could, like wise men and kings, identify and follow the star of wonder. The star so bright, the star with royal beauty bright, the star which shone brightly that night over the city of David, the blessed Bethlehem of Judea, where the Prince of Peace was born, our Lord. And those shepherds left immediately, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they were the very first evangelists. They spread the word of this miraculous and marvelous birth, the message they had been told by the angel about this babe. And that was the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. From then on, the shepherds glorified and praised God for all the things they had heard and seen, even as we who believe do so today. And we do so today, never having seen him like the shepherds did. And we will say today, as the shepherds and angels did then, Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill toward all mankind. Men and women search for truth, even as the shepherds did. They do that today. We all do. The search is everywhere. But the truth, the ultimate truth, was revealed to mankind in a manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Wise men and wise women who truly seek him will find him there, and here, and now. Those who scoff, mock at a virgin birth, the concept of angels, and the creation of a God-man will never, ever know that nothing, but nothing, is impossible with God. Nothing. To find him is a most joyous, wondrous discovery. It is an epiphany like no other. The finding of the babe is the finding of the world's greatest treasure. The power, the love, the understanding which results from finding him is life-changing then and forevermore. That finding allows us to become as a little child, open and transparent, filled with love and compassion, fully understanding the grace of God and that gracious gift which changed the world 2,000 years ago. That faith in the babe of Bethlehem is the key, to entering the kingdom of God, humbly trusting and believing even as Mary did of old. Women become handmaidens of the Lord like Mary did. Men, believers, become servants of the Lord as the shepherds did. Have you found that? Have you experienced the joy, the love, the forgiveness, the salvation offered by the babe of Bethlehem? I hope and pray you have. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only Son to all mankind, so that those who believe could have life abundant here and life eternal there. For those who received this gift of God, there comes the power of God, making them sons and daughters of God. Life all brand new. Do you have it? Women praise the Lord like Mary of old. Men glorify the Lord as the shepherds of old. And that, and only that, can bring peace to the world. The message of that babe is the only message which can spread the goodwill of God and transform the lives of all mankind. Oh, I hope and pray at this wonderful season that this gift may be yours. On Christmas Day, such a wonderful day, we discover the greatest present, the greatest gift one could ever find. The babe of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world. The gifts we give to others at Christmas time can never begin to equal the gift of God to us. We should celebrate that gift first, and wherever possible, give the love of that gift to others. That is what Christmas is all about. And that must never change. It must never change. And we, like the shepherds of old, should spread the good news of the gospel, of the birth of Jesus Christ. The good news that is true evangelism. And we who believe must never let that message die, not only at Christmas, but every day of the year. The wise men of old found him, and the wise men and women of today, they do the same. The truly wise who search will find him. For in him it is all that God is. And that, as the angels well said, is indeed the glad tidings and the great joy for all mankind. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, all of us, wish you a very happy, merry, blessed Christmas centered around the babe of Bethlehem. And may the love of God in Jesus Christ be your very special gift this Christmas season. And I say, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill for all, like the angels of old. Christ is born.
Would you please take just a minute to send your message of Christmas joy and New Year hope to Mr. Crawford? His email address is stand@crawfordmediagroup.net. When you write, be sure to tell Mr. Crawford on what station you hear The Stand. The email address again is stand@crawfordmediagroup.net. When you want to review what you hear, go to our website, crawfordmediagroup.net. The Crawford Stand is a public affairs presentation of Crawford Broadcasting Company and this station, serving God and country. I'm Bill McCormick.